Pressure News. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto will receive a state visit from the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, who is planning to visit Indonesia at the end of May 2025. Macron will be in Indonesia for 3 days, from May 27 to May 29, 2025. Preparations for Macron's visit were discussed during a meeting between Ambassador of French Republic, Fabien Pannoni, and the Secretary of Indonesian Cabinet, Dedi Indrawijaya, on Tuesday, May 13, 2025. The meeting at the Indonesian Cabinet Secretariat building discussed technical and substantial coordination ahead of President Macron's visit. Has issued a statement saying that it is involved in Operation Starting Pannon or SAX. Head of Attorney General Legal Information Center, Hadley Sirega, said one of the efforts includes deploying intelligence instruments. The use of intelligence, Hadley said, is carried out at the level of preventing SAX behavior or Pannonisme. Hadley said that AGO has intelligence instruments that will continue to enhance the process of socializing with community organizations, stated at the Attorney General Office, South Jakarta, Wednesday, May 14. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sementara kita mesra-mesraannya kecil-kecilan dulu ya, tunggu sampai semua mereda. Kan ku kenalkan penampilan hujan di tempat lain, pemandangan bagus di tempat yang jauh, bukan yang di dekat rumah saja.
on a stone pile. Then they will cook sweet potatoes or pork, which are wrapped in banana leaves. After cooking, obviously, they will eat together. The meaning of Bakarbapo is an expression of gratitude. It is also a symbol that aims to strengthen social relations in Papua. You know what time it is? Here is quote of the day. Only those who dare to fall are brave enough to start anew. Said Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. For sure. Right now, dear listeners, the Indonesian Ministry, I have information about the Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture that stated the government is exploring new palm oil export markets to mitigate the India-Pakistan conflict. The Ministry's Palm Oil and Other Plantation Crops Director, Arbi Prattono, said that potential target markets include African countries such as Egypt and South Africa, as well as East Asian nations. Arbi Prattono emphasized that Indonesia, one of the world's leading palm oil producers, must be more adaptive in promoting and marketing its palm oil products. Arbi added that this matter must be the focus of all relevant stakeholders. However, the Ministry has yet to see a significant impact from the India-Pakistan conflict on Indonesia's palm oil exports. Nevertheless, the Ministry acknowledged the potential influence of this conflict in the future and considers penetration into the new markets a crucial mitigation measure. It's really good to know that Indonesia's government are trying to avoid or mitigate a possible conflict because of the India-Pakistan conflict. And of course, we, Voice of Indonesia, will be bringing you more good news from Indonesia and across the world, so stay tuned. of them is, you may never heard of it, it's called Olabak. I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with Raja Ampa, Bali, Labuan Bajo, but we have, what we have here is Olabak. It is an exotic cultural and tourism wonders. Discover the rich heritage and captivating landscape of Olabak. It's in Bandung province, where tradition and natural beauty blend to create an unforgettable experience. Olabak Regency has been increasingly establishing itself as a captivating tourist destination. Spanning a considerable area of approximately 3,100 hectares, this region boasts a wealth of both cultural richness and stunning natural beauty. Strategically located and bordered by Serang, Tangerang, Bogor, Sukabumi, and the Indian Ocean, Olabak boasts a strategic position, comprising 28 sub-districts, over 340 villages, and 5 urban villages. Olabak offers rich cultural and natural diversity. So, in Olabak, they still have a lot of urban villages, so if you really want to taste the very unique and authentic cultural richness of Indonesia, you for sure can go to Olabak. And not only that, yeah, it's very culturally rich, but it also offers a beautiful and breathtaking views of beaches and also mountains. So make sure if you are visiting Indonesia, make sure to check out Olabak in Bandung.
Sudah. or enjoying a spirited night out. We encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveler, where joy and duty dance in harmony, creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
Voice of Indonesia. Besides being famous for the city of Sleem, Cirebon in West Java is also known for its eye-popping or mask dance. Several years ago, some artists were worried about the development of the art, which has existed since much of my kingdom era. However, now, the worry is not too. Hard-working artists trying harder to make eye-popping Cirebon become one of Cirebon's icons, attracting the young generation. Voice of Indonesia crew to the house of Nani Kadmini in Kedung Bunda Village, Gempol District, around 10 km away from Cirebon City, was warmly welcomed. Nani Kadmini was just inaugurated as Palimanan Tari-Topping Maestro of Cirebon, West Java. Her career as a dancer and an artist who preserves to maintain and develop Tari-Topping, or known as Topping, has started since she was a child.
Dari sejak kelas 3 SD, kami belajar terus dalam waktu 3 bulan.
Since the third week, my friends and I have learned to dance. In 3 months, we could master one dance, then we could learn even faster, because we could feel the music. We were able to master 5 dances less than a year.
Nani's interest in the Cirebon art is highly influenced by her parents, who always invited Topping dancers in every event. When I was a child, my mother always invited Topping dancers for events, so I really love Topping dance and got used to it. In addition, big support from her parents, who are not Topping artists, strengthens her determination to defend Tari-Topping Cirebon, as she explained.
My mom is not a dancer, she used to sell furniture. So what if we wanted to make this dancing become a traditional music? We get a party. And dance before that, my parents always support me.
Support from her parents is not in vain. As time went by, Nani, who learned Tari-Topping from her teacher, Mimi Suji, Topping Maestro, started showing her skill. She began dancing in keraton or palace, as well as national and international performances. Nani stated, also encouraged Nani to learn Tari-Topping in depth. She has taught far before Wansai Art Studio that she leads was officially established. She began teaching while studying at Indonesian Dance Art Academy in Bandung, West Java, that she was forced to leave.
I was forced to stop studying at the academy due to hard economic condition. I live on dance performance because I have become dancer and keraton since I was a child. I thought, even I had not finished my studies.
Since then, Nani has continued to teach Tari-Topping. It is not easy indeed to invite people to learn Tari-Topping that was just limited to people in keraton. The lack interest of people to study because of economic factor did not decrease her spirit to teach Tari-Topping.
Untuk pertama waktu dulu nih, Maya, ayo mau belajar.
At first I said, come on, let's study. And parents said they didn't have enough money, so they just did and achieved it. That's my example. However, sometimes I faced obstacles like expensive accessories.
Nani taught Tari-Topping not only in her simple house, but also in some schools in Cirebon City. She kept going despite low payment.
So basically, I'm allowed to do that. Kadang tidak dikasih honor, saya lakukan email. It was so sad when I didn't get payment. When teaching at the SMJ or vocational school, I got 60,000 rupiah. It's just enough for transportation from Gempol to Cirebon. But I kept going. I survived for Topping Palimanan.
Her spirit to develop Tari-Topping Cirebon deserves appreciation. Before getting aid from West Java Provincial Government in 2011, Nani and her students gathered money to hire gamelan as musical accompaniment.
Waktu belum punya gamelan, then I didn't have gamelan yet. We learned the basic practice with cassette. It's important to use gamelan, I gathered money. So they know the difference between music in cassette and gamelan.
The struggle and patience of Nani in preserving Tari-Topping happily ended up in her inauguration as Maestro Topping Palimanan in June 2012.
Kenapa bilang saya sangat betul-betul? Because I have fought so hard. I did it all in June with my inauguration as Topping Palimanan Maestro.
Although she has been recognized as Topping Maestro, Nani, who often performs Tari-Topping in various events, never said special to leave. The woman who has become breadwinner in the family because of her husband, the theory ranking help, gains between 200,000 to 500,000 rupiahs per event.
Yeah, alhamdulillah makanan saya sendiri, gak pernah pasang tarif ya.
I have never set tarif. People already know it. They see me as a professional dancer. Sometimes they ask me if I got money to receive 500,000 or 200,000 rupiah. When do you start event budget and set tarif?
The woman, who has taught for more than 10 years, has educated 60 students from various ages. Some of them have even had various jobs. According to Nani, seeing her students perform Tari-Topping well is one of happiest things for her.
Pas menghadapi anak-anak tampil, oh ternyata
when I see my students perform, I'm so grateful that they're able to teach them and they can perform in public. It means they learn it seriously. I'm proud that I can pass on my knowledge and they can be warmly welcomed by public and officials. I'm so happy.
In addition, the woman of two felt moved because her daughter starts to show interest in Tari-Topping.
My
own daughter, Fanny, did not want to learn to dance in the second grade. But in the third grade, she joined a competition in Kecerobonan to get learning formally. Maybe she's so moved when teaching and she also has the talent as well.
The woman, who wants to dance and teaches Tari Topeng and the growing old express her hope.
Untuk belajar budaya untuk khususnya kepentingan dance and dance, art and culture, particularly Topeng Cerebon, do not extinct. I told my students that even if they cannot perform, they have to have spirit to preserve them. I also hope my daughter Fanny could become more than a dancer, but also a teacher.
Though she has got aid from West Java provincial government, Nani Kamini hope the government paid more attention to Topeng art.
Ibaratnya kalau kita kerja jangan melihat hasilnya dulu.
When doing, do not see the result first. I want that every area realizes its potential and that Topeng could develop it. I personally have low-level government officially decided to help develop the potential.
Nani's hope for help to preserve Tari Topeng gained a positive response from the government. Head of Culture and Tourism Information Service at Cirebon Youth Sports Tourism and Culture Service, Wahyu Kusuma, revealed.
Walaupun kita punya keterbatasan dana,
even though we face some difficulties, we have annual agenda. For instance, tourism sector has routine activities or programs involving artists to perform at Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Culture and Tourism Park. It is twice in a year. We also incidentally teed down to Bulungan. We perform at Taman Ismail Marzuki Art Center too. Sometimes we are invited to expo in Central Java or East Java and events like the Jakarta Fair. Or PRG. The programs like the Braga Festival in Bandung and other cities are included in annual agenda. So, we the government provide access for the artists. The struggle of Tari Topeng artists shows more progress. Topeng art, which was worried to extinct, attracts young generation more, as stated by Andrianta Hajo, head of Cirebon Culture Institution.
Para maestro melakukan pembinaan.
Tari Topeng maestros guide young generation so that the next generation can continue the art despite the absence of maestros. Topeng is really interesting. It is an energetic dance. Some parts are flexible and first pieces. Audience enjoy it a lot. I don't know why it wasn't this popular. Now, many tourists like from the Netherlands, the United States and Australia learn Topeng in Cirebon. Topeng festivals and training look so obvious. And even international asset. It cannot be separated from our efforts to maintain and preserve the nation's culture. Voice of Asia.
Indonesian National Army has a cyber division. What was the reason behind it? What is the role of this division? And here is the explanation by the head of Information and Communication Service of the National Army, Brigadier General Kristomi Siampuri.
Because of the cyber threat and could pose a potential dangerous number of cyber threats from non-state sponsors, external terrorist organizations, and cyber criminals, poses a significant risk to international security. And the NRO also need to protect critical infrastructure such as a power grid, financial system, and transportation network from cyber threats. Cyber threat is to support military operation. We really need it for intelligence gathering. The cyber threat can gather intelligence and on potential adversaries, supporting the PNI major operations. The NRO also can conduct cyber-enabled operations to disrupt any command and control, communication, and logistics. And the truth is another thing that we need to enhance cyber defense. Okay, both cyber defense, that's the things the two core that we need to depose on. For the cyber defense capabilities, the cyber attack defense division can help enhance the PNI family defense capabilities in protecting its own networks and system.
More detail about it is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Oh,
The overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.